June. Birds chirping, insects buzzing, the start of summer, children playing, summer brides having their wedding, the mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Who are your favorite in June?
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to Pride48.com for more information.
Today is Friday, June 14th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. It's the end of another week, and here we go with the last show of the week. This is episode number, you know what, I don't know. I think it's episode 145. You know what, I can look, though. I don't know. I don't normally announce the episode number, but I just, for some reason, I feel like saying what the episode number is. So I'm going to go over to my website, which is geekygay.com. For those of you who don't know, no, I'm wrong. It's episode 144. So that means 145, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's right. So next week I'll have 145 through 149, and then the episode that I do Saturday night will be 150, and we'll have a birthday cake or something. I don't know. Actually, I still don't even know who's going to co-host. I haven't asked anyone, and, you know, people could already have stuff to do. They could be going out to Pride events because my show is at like 11 o'clock on Saturday night. And I did that because, well, for a couple of reasons. First of all, I take whatever slot is not available, or sorry, whatever slot other people don't want, because generally I make sure I'm around here, you know, I'm around here the entire weekend listening and in the chat room, because if anything technical happens with the stream, I need to be around normally to help. And so what I'm doing this year is I actually emailed Mr. Mike, and he always helps. I think I said this on one of the episodes, but he always helps at the live events, and he's really technical and really good with audio and all of that kind of stuff. And I thought, oh, maybe I should teach him the streaming software, and, you know, and then he could help out. And he said he had already planned on being off work for the weekend so that he could listen to all of the shows. You know, I don't know what he does. I'm sure he's told me at some point, and I'm very forgetful. So Mr. Mike, if you listen, or if you're listening, I'm sorry. I don't remember what you do, but I know you told me that you work nights. So he gets up around 6 p.m. in the evening in time for Poke It With a Stick on Saturdays. And so anyway, he graciously agreed, but he took off work all weekend. So we're going to have a training session either tomorrow or Sunday. I'm thinking probably Sunday. And then I'm just going to show him, you know, how the stream works and all that kind of stuff. Actually, the stream has been running for, I don't know, 6 or 8 months without having any problems. And so I've got to remember, like, how to actually restart the stream if needed and stuff like that. So I'm probably going to have to go back over some of my little notes and my cheat sheet before I teach him, because it runs really without a hitch. There's not really any problem with it. It's been really good software for us. But anyway, so, you know, since I recorded yesterday, I didn't really do anything. I did test out. So Taylor had been having problems getting everything set up with Audio Hijack and Loopback and all of that. And he was having problems. And I never really understood exactly what the problem was. But It was either that on the stream, the Skype guest was not being played, or he was only hearing them in one ear of his headphones, or I never really understood exactly what it was, but Taylor, sorry. But I went back and I retested everything and it worked for me, which doesn't mean that it's going to work perfectly for everyone, because we all have different computers. We all have different setups. He may have a different version of Mac OS than I have. It may be an older or newer Mac that I haven't tested on. So I don't know. But anyway, I did test it on the Mac that I have, which is my work laptop, and everything worked. And I tested it on the stream, and Mark actually got on Skype, went to a different room in the house, and we were talking to each other over Skype so that I could make sure that he was showing up on the stream, or, you know, his audio was clearly audible on the stream, and my audio was audible on the stream. And so I tested all of that. I tested it both with loopback and without loopback, and everything worked for me. So I messaged Taylor back and I said, hey, Taylor, you know, I couldn't reproduce your issue, but if you want help, you know, I can help you this weekend. So he said he was going to play around with it a little bit more today. And I just don't want anyone getting stressed, because bottom line is, we can help you guys. We can help anyone with the streaming. And if you can't get your computer set up for some reason, then someone can stream for you. So we have people who will get on Skype or Google Hangouts with you and they will stream. You could send them your bumpers and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, because there are people who were able to get it set up or who have been able to get it set up. So no matter what, it's going to work. You know, the one that's most likely to have an issue is Fatty, because I remember the first year we did the live event, there was 20 minutes of silence, and he talks about it all the time. So anyone who listens to Fatty knows about the 20 minutes of silence, but he hasn't said, there hasn't not been a peep from him since about setup. So I have no idea if he's gotten it set up. I don't know if he, you know, has a hookup. I don't know if, I don't know if someone came over and helped him with, you know, his audio setup, and so he didn't have to do it. I'm not really sure, but he has a little bit of issue with the technical setup, right? As we all know. So I don't know. I'm interested to talk to him on Sunday and see if he got it all set up. But anyway, so I worked on that last night, and then I pretty much went to bed, and you know, I tried to watch a little bit of a new show that I've been watching. So I've been watching, we're trying out YouTube TV, and because we're thinking about replacing our cable, and we think the two options that have everything that we want are YouTube TV and Hulu TV. We just got a notice that our contract was expiring on our cable, and we were getting like a $50 a month discount. So that's going to go away. And we already pay like a huge amount of money for cable plus internet. And we're not happy with our DVR at all. Like, the guy who came to set up our DVRs when we first moved into this house said, oh, I think you should just go with Wi-Fi, with the wireless option. And I said, I don't know. And he was talking about wireless video. So you have a wireless transceiver at one point in your house, and then that transmits to your televisions. And I was like, I don't know. Are you sure that works well? I was like, he's like, oh, this is going to be much better. Because his first option was to use the phone cable or the phone line, because apparently they can use like phone cable to send the TV signal to all the different boxes. But for whatever reason, he couldn't, I can't remember, but the wiring didn't work out and he couldn't do that. And I said, well, can't you run cable, like regular coax cable, like, you know, back in the old days? He said, yeah, I could, but the signal's not, or the resolution is not going to be as good as if we just go with Wi-Fi and we go with this wireless video. And we have a two-story house now, and the transceiver is on the second floor, and our main TV in the living room is on the bottom floor. And I was like, are you sure? And he's like, yes, it's going to be fine. It sucks. The video freezes up and buffers and does all kinds of weird stuff all the time. We're constantly having to reset the DVRs. And we've had a lot of other issues with the cable in general. But I think he just did it because he was lazy and he didn't want to have to run wire all over the house. Is really why he did it. He was telling me, oh yeah, it's going to be great. The signal quality is going to be better. It has sucked. And so, we've been looking for, you know, a replacement. Because, especially with the cost going up, it's going to be a lot of money, you know, for the internet plus the cable. And so, we could probably save a little bit of money if we go with one of the streaming services and keep our internet, but don't use the cable. We could probably save maybe even as much as $50 a month if we go with one of those. And so, we're trying YouTube TV, and so I've been going through and testing out their DVR and just finding things that we're not now recording, but just, you know, kind of trying to record them. So Food Network has a show called Bike Club with Tyler Florence, and so I've been watching that. So I put that on when I went to bed, and then I fell asleep, and I don't know. YouTube TV was auto-playing stuff until probably 4 in the morning. But that's always what happens to me. I always fall asleep. We're going to do a month of YouTube TV, and then we're going to do a month of Hulu TV, and then we're going to compare those and see if we're really going to be able to cancel our... if we're really going to be able to cancel our service. I have a frog in my throat tonight. I don't know why. But anyway, so that's about it. All I'll say is YouTube TV is not doing so well for me at the moment because you don't have a way to... once an episode is watched, you don't have a way of removing it from your list. And so you don't... it's not always easy to know what you've already watched. And also, they don't have a commercial-free option. And some things... and the fast forward is not great. Like you can go 10 seconds at a time, but it's just weird. So I don't know. Anyway, I'll give more reports on that as we go. But so far, it's looking like Hulu TV might be better. We'll see. All right, everyone. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more shows over at pride48.com. And I will see you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.